Law enforcement officials are trying to understand why an employee at a Lockheed Martin plant in eastern Mississippi went on a shooting rampage yesterday. He killed 6 people, including himself, and wounded 8 others. There are 138 people working at the plant, which has operated in Lauderdale County since 1969. Melanie Peoples reports.
A shell-shocked 46-year-old Bobby McCall stood across the street from the assembly plant where his wife Lynette worked for some 15 years. He simply couldn't make sense out of what he'd been told.
I can't believe it still. I don't understand.
His wife, an assembly line worker and mother of 2, left for the Lockheed Martin plant yesterday morning, like any other workday, but was dead hours later at the age of 47.
She was a great wife, you know, great grandmother, great mother. And we didn't expect this at all.
The shooter was his wife's co-worker, 48-year-old Doug Williams.
He done destroyed my life and my kids' life, you know.
And because Williams killed himself, McCall and other families will probably never understand why.
We don't know why he did this.
Lauderdale County Sheriff Billy Solly says investigators are trying to piece things together with help from the FBI, the ATF, and interviews with witnesses. Solly remains tight-lipped about evidence and motive, but says Williams' parents offered some insight.
He was an angry man.
Exactly what Williams was angry about is not entirely clear, although officials say co-workers at the Lockheed Martin plant say Williams, who was white, frequently used racially offensive language and that some co-workers were uneasy around him. However, Sheriff Solly says race does not appear to have been a factor.
If you look at the pattern of those who were killed and those who were injured, that would certainly weaken the rumor out there that this was racially motivated.
8 people were wounded, 4 of them white and 4 of them black. Williams killed 5, not counting himself. 4 of those were black and 1 white. Sheriff Solly says Williams, who'd worked at the plant for 19 years, was living with a girlfriend in what investigators called a meticulously clean house, but did not elaborate on conversations with the girlfriend. What investigators do know is that Williams was attending a business ethics seminar at the plant yesterday morning when he left the seminar and went to his car around 9:30, where he'd stashed several guns and a mountain of ammunition. He returned to the plant, firing on those in the workshop as well as those on the plant floor. Reportedly, there was not a security guard monitoring the plant's entrance, and at a news conference, Lockheed Martin President Dane Hancock, looking both tense and sad, offered little information on what measures were in place.
Security at the plant is consistent with a plant that has no classified work going on. We've been in that plant for better than 30 years with no incidents.
Lockheed Martin is the biggest defense contractor in the United States. The plant near Meridian builds aircraft parts for military cargo planes and combat fighter jets. The plant is closed for now while investigations continue, but Hancock says he believes employees not injured in the shootings will be best served by getting back to work as soon as possible. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.